Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Friday, and that means Jeff Pitts joins us from City View Magazine. He knows what to do because he works at City View. He is the managing editor there, and he's got lists of stuff going on this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you, man.
Good to be back. What's happening?
Yeah, last week I was in Mobile, Alabama, and we had to do this via phone.
How was it?
It was all right.
The phone call or Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, Mobile, Alabama was amazing. It's an amazing place.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
highlight?
I think was, of course, you know, I do the business broadcast, so it was the businesses that they have there, you know? Mm-hmm. The Airbus is there. They make airplanes. Fourth largest ship builder in the United States, Mobile Bay. Hmm. And so, yeah, fascinating stuff. And an education system that I was really surprised about. But it was a great trip, and glad to be back, though.
If you were going to start a shipbuilding company, what would you call it?
Build it, and they will float.
Noah's.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Noah's shipbuilding. I like it. He's going to be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tip the waitstaff.
Amen.
All right, what do you got, man?
Let's see. This week, we are shoveling snow. That's it. That's just staying warm and shoveling snow.
Shoveling that snow.
Did you shovel it all this week?
I did. Yeah, of course.
Twice?
Yep.
Snowblower or shovel?
Both.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because
I saw that was the question on CityView's website.
I think I saw that, too.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I used to do in my younger days. I just leave it, and I'd be like, it's going to melt.
God put it there, God will take it away.
That's right, eventually.
That's right. All right.
All right. Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
Come and Go Theaters, Des Moines Social Club. This is tonight. Get ready to laugh locally. Last Action Hero featuring music from LVV making.
All right, whatever.
There's
right?
No vowels. It's a brand new theatrical comedy show.
LVV?
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's a lot of play on words. This is improv comedy, so
I'm sure.
Whoever made up the group names, I'm sure there's... Because actually, Last Action Hero is G-Y-R-O. Yeah. So this is a guy, he's put together this improv comedy troupe here in Des Moines. He's been... what do you call someone that's from Iowa but is not in Iowa? Like, if I was American in Europe, I'd be abroad. Is there a term? Like, not... Yeah, it should be. Anyway, he's been national. Now he's back home. Put together a troupe, local talent. Should be good.
All right.
Winter Jam. Spectacular. Christian music's largest annual tour is back tonight.
Tonight. Friday night.
It's a big deal if you like Christian music. It's got like...
Is it The Well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like 10 or 15 acts. And you don't buy tickets. You just show up, get in line, and pay $15 at the door.
Got it. Sure. Why would they want to split the gate, man? I mean, just $15. It's all cash money.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
What are you implying?
Nothing. Cash money, baby.
Cash money, baby. No, but that's a really good deal for the talent.
I'll never forget the year that... our radio station, where I was, it was in Fort Dodge.
Yeah.
And we brought Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, wow.
To this club.
Uh-huh.
And we were collecting all the cash. I was walking around with a briefcase full of cash to give.
What's the most cash you've ever had on you at one time?
That was about that night.
That was probably it.
Yeah, that was a lot of money. Here, Tommy. Went on the bus. Hey, Tommy, here's your cash. Is that like that cash?
Was it all there? Is it a little light?
No, it was all there.
Yeah.
All there. We didn't count it, I don't think. We were just having too much fun in the bus. I don't suspect any of that will go on with the Christian music folks. But just saying. Tommy partied a little. Woo.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you can tell some stories. All right, the circus is in town tonight. Yay. At the fairgrounds.
Okay. No elephants.
When was the last time you've been to a circus?
It's been a long time.
Me too.
You know, I I used to go to the circus, not to watch the circus, but to watch the band. Because back in the day, they would have real bands, a circus band.
Really?
My first set of drumsticks came from the drummer at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus Band.
Wow.
Yeah. I was about 10 years old.
An impression.
I just stood there and watched him play, you know. And when he got through, he says, "You want these sticks?" I said, "Yes, sir." His name was Ray. I'll never forget it. It was great.
That's cool. All right, this weekend, the Little River Band is coming to White Sherman.
Yeah.
Eagles founding member, the late Glenn Frey, dubbed Little River Band the best singing band in the world. That's high praise.
Now, is Glenn Frey's son in this now? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't say.
All right. Just checking.
Is he?
I don't know. I heard that story, but I don't know.
Okay.
I hear a lot of stories.
You do?
I do hear a lot of stories. Sometimes I get confused with the stories.
So they'll be singing Reminiscing, Cool Change, Lonesome Loser, Night Owls, Take It Easy on Me, Hope Is on Its Way.
All right. There so it is.
Yep.
Little River Band.
Saturday night, 7:30, Hoyt Sherman. Okay, this weekend also, and this actually starts tonight, but goes into the
weekend yeah.
At the Civic Center, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Ooh.
In concert. So this isn't like a play. This is a symphony
That's,
to like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Our daughter loves Harry Potter movies. And so
Have you seen them?
No.
I haven't either.
I don't know.
Or read them. Lost.
It's a cult. I don't get into that stuff. I got enough trouble. So anyway, but she's really into it. Uh-huh. And but the soundtrack from those, that's really some highbrow stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. So I can see this working out really well.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
But anything at the Civic Center is pretty much sweet.
All right. Very good. Harry Potter.
I need to read that. I don't feel like you can really get by in culture anymore unless you've read Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
You know how it's like, I'm on the outside of every joke.
I don't know anything about it. I know that these guys, he wears spectacles.
It's something with magic.
I don't know. It's a cult. I don't go there.
And the lady that wrote it made a lot of money.
Ms. Rowling?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery at the Playhouse.
I like that now. Now we're talking.
Did you get a chance to see this?
No, but I like it.
Yeah. So this starts
anything Sherlock
tonight,
Holmes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it. Back in the day, you know, I wish I could remember the guy's name, who played Sherlock Holmes on TV. It was a great, anyway.
Who would you cast now?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Leno.
That's good, actually.
See?
Thought it was funny at first, and that fits.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that hat in that pipe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think he still smokes, Sherlock, or the 21st century Sherlock?
No,
give it up.
No, he's got an e-cigarette.
Does the patch?
Yeah. He's vaping. He vapes.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Makes sense.
Vaping.
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson confront the Moors of Devonshire while working to solve the mysterious death of Sir Charles Baskerville.
The Hounds of Baskerville.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Yes.
There's a cast of 40 quirky characters.
40?
Played by just 5 actors.
Wow. You're
40
busy.
Characters. Wow.
Busy people. Yeah. Lots of costume changes.
If my math's right, that's like 8 characters a person.
Yeah,
at least.
Very good. Yeah. Wow.
You got to be crafty as an actor.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you got to know math. Apparently.
Let's see here. What else? Saturday. Oh, this kind of is right up your alley.
I bet.
The Gun 6th show? Annual.
No?
Cash. The 6th annual Mommy and Me Sweetheart Dance.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy and Me?
Proceeds benefit Variety, the children's charity. Yeah, so it's like a dance for
Mommies and Me's.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
So I probably won't be there, but.
No. Not this year, anyway.
Features dancing, snacks, desserts, face painting, spray tattoos, balloon animals, a fun photo booth, and guest appearances from some well-known superheroes and princesses.
Princesses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Arts and crafts.
And where is this taking place in?
This is in Ankeny, 1055 Southwest Prairie Trail Parkway. This is the FFA Enrichment Center.
Got it.
Enrichment Center.
Yes. Yeah. DMAC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mommy, nice. And mommy and me.
Now that I have a daughter, that kind of sounds like it kind of warmed my heart.
It's kind of the daddy daughter dance.
Yeah,
kind of
it's like the reverse. Right. Okay. All right. Next week. Now, that's a great farm show.
It is.
Iowa Event Center Tuesday, the Iowa Power Farming Show.
Yep. This is put on by the Iowa Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I know these guys pretty well. I go every year.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's great. It is like the third largest indoor.
Fourth largest.
Is it still fourth largest?
Maybe I'm misremembering.
It was the fourth largest, but then they've added the Conference Center Hotel. Downtown. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me that when that happened, they were going to become the third largest in the
world. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, you know all about it.
Yeah.
There's
stuff.
Farming stuff. All kinds of ag-related products and services.
Yeah, it will snow, and it will be, it will be miserable. So just plan on it. And when you're trying to traverse the city streets, lots and lots of pickup trucks. Lots of pickup trucks.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
You can be the first to see Yamaha's R-Max unmanned copter sprayer.
Ooh.
That sounds like the price of admission right there.
There you go.
I don't know. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the Event Center.
A true farm show, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you going to be
there? I probably will be. A true farm show because it's during the week.
That's right.
Those fake farm shows happen on the weekends. So you get city folks in there. This is a real farm show during the week.
I noticed that. Okay. Thursday. The winner of 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Kinky Boots.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of this.
Heartwarming tale of Charlie Price, a young man reluctantly taking over his family's struggling shoe factory and looking for a fresh idea. Charlie meets and finds inspiration in Lola, and together they discover that it takes a good friend to make a pair.
There you go. Ja-jink.
Sounds like it could be something. Is it Stevens Auditorium? Thursday, 7:30.
Stevens Auditorium in Ames.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And Wednesday night?
Yes.
College basketball. The Bulldogs take on Illinois State, and the Iowa State men play West Virginia, both at home.
Nice.
So check it out.
All kinds of stuff going on in the metro.
Yeah. Sports, culture.
We got
Mommy and Me.
Mommy and Me.
Music, comedy.
It's all right here.
Farming.
Yeah, farming. Got it all.
A copter. It wasn't a helicopter. It was a copter.
A copter.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a difference
or not. I have to go see. Take pictures. Get video. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, managing editor of City View. Oh, by the way, when is the best stuff coming out?
I'm just swimming in best of.
You're
right
swimming
now.
In best of.
I'm a little slap happy. Just finished it. Turned it in. It will be out on the racks first Thursday in February, which is, I think, the 6th or 7th.
Yeah. It's coming up.
260-some categories. All the best of everything.
Nice.
The Des Moines metro area. The best of event where we unveil the winners.
Yeah.
February 5th, Tuesday. So
very cool.
Right before it comes out.
All right. That's Jeff Pitts. Ladies and gentlemen, be watching for the best of from City View. We got to scoot on out of here. It is a Friday afternoon. Time for us to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. A reminder, you can watch for us on Sunday. We will be on News Talk 1540 KXEL, 2 o'clock, with the Week in Review from the Business News Hour. For all of us here at the News Hour, thanks so very much for listening. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.